Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Winners Broadcasting Radio. I'm your radio host, Dr. Emmanuel Udayo. I'm so happy in my spirit to have you today in my radio show. And I want you to understand the time we are going to spend together, you will see everything that concerns you be transformed. And when there's divine transformation, I want you to understand things will begin to happen in your life in an easy form, because the spiritual forces will back up with everything that concerns your dreams, will back up with your purpose in life, would make you become a person of substance, a person of significance. Today, I want you to understand you are a winner. Look at yourself in the mirror. You see how God made you, that you are a star. God created you well. In this series, we are still talking about the unlimited power of desire, dreams, and purpose. But I want you to understand something. Everybody that comes into this earth started thinking of great things. But I want you to understand a lot of people were not able to reach that level they want. Today, I have something so special for you. God really wants me to talk on this aspect. Today, I want to talk about what is the thing that can hinder you, or that can hinder your desire, that can hinder your dreams, that can hinder your purpose in life. For example, you say you want to become great, you want to become a star, and you still see the dark side of it. There's something. That's why I always talk about physics, because sometimes when I studied physics, there's something they call friction. In physics, friction is an opposing force. What is that thing that opposes your dreams? Well, I want to give you something so special that you will need to practice it within the next 30 days. And this is what God has for you. You need to position your desire. You need to position yourself in the aspect of forgiveness. Unforgiven spirit is one thing that will destroy your dreams. Every successful man or woman, every great person, even in the Bible, practice this attitude or this lifestyle of forgiveness. Do you want to achieve your dream? Write it down today. You need to forgive everyone across the board. Don't carry loads. Unforgiveness is loads, baggages, to the land of success, to this journey of success. Forgive anything you can forgive. Forgive anyone that has up against you. I'm just going to read some certain places in the Bible for you to have it, because the Bible is the greatest book, is God himself, is the word of God, is the greatest book that has ever existed on this earth. Even respected, honored in heaven, because it is God himself. In the beginning was what? The Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God himself. So I want you to just go with me with this. Within 30 days, practice this attitude of forgiving. Forgive anybody that has all against you. Forgive your enemy. Forgive your mother. Forgive your sister. Forgive yourself. Some people cannot even forgive themselves. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus even said about this. In the Lord's Prayer, he said, forgive them. He said, let me read that place for you. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said something there. Just go with me, because I want you to understand that until you practice this, it is spiritual. Forgiveness is spiritual. Let's see Matthew chapter 6, which I will stick to 14 and 15, but let's see. If you If you have your Bible, if you read through the book of Matthew chapter 6, all through, Jesus was talking about in the Lord's Prayer. In verse 12, it says, "And forgive us our debt, as we forgive our debtors, as we forgive those who ought against us." You got to forgive. If you want your dreams and purpose to come to pass in this life, you need to establish the attitude of forgiveness. When you forgive, you have that inner peace. When you forgive, you are in the eye in the upper side. When you forgive your enemies, when you forgive those that are against you, they forgive those that bring pains into your life. I want you to understand, you are at the top. Forgiveness places you at the top. Jesus said, in verse 11, he said, "Give us this day our daily bread." That is what he said, our daily bread. But if you don't forgive, then you can't get the daily bread. You can't be successful. Who has ought against you? Who has brought pains into your life? Jesus said, "If you forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors." Are you ready to succeed in this life? Are you ready to make it in this life? Are you ready? You got to forgive your mother. "My mother did this to me. My mother, when I was young, I was this happened." Forgive and let it go. Some people can't forgive the debt. Someone has gone for long. You still have it in your mind. You still tell people about it. "And this is what this person did to me. I will never forgive that person." I'm telling you, you're taking packages. Even some people, you see, they make money. You see, but they don't, you can look at them, they don't have peace in their mind. They don't enjoy even what they have. So that's why we don't need to quantify peace through, we don't need to quantify success through money. A lot of people have money, but they don't have peace. A lot of people, they have a lot of things. No. The life of a man does not consist on all that he has. You can have the whole money on his head, but still you are in pains. You always see yourself never to arrive. God wants you to enjoy your wealth. God wants you to enjoy your life. It only happens if you begin to operate the lifestyle of forgiveness. Can you listen to me, someone, today? It's not my mistake you tuning in at this time. Learn to forgive your enemies. Learn to forgive yourself. Learn to forgive everyone. It is very easy to live a peaceable life on this earth. It's very easy to live a successful life on this earth. But if only we can stay in tune with what God tells us to do, you got to forgive, my friend. You got to forgive your mother, forgive your parents. You got to forgive. Because the Bible says God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. If God has held our sins, he wouldn't have sent Jesus Christ to come and die for us. Even while we're yet sinners, while we're yet rotten, he still sent his begotten Son who had no sin to come and die for you. If God can die for you and shed his blood, take the pains upon himself, then why can't you forgive yourself? Why can't you forgive that thing that is in your mind that is dragging you back, dragging you to hell? You got to let go everything that will make you stop. My friend, can you listen to me? My friend, it's not by mistake that you tuned in today in this radio show. I want you to understand, your miracle is very close to you. Your healing is very close to you. If only you can hear this word today and begin to forgive. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Let go. Unforgiving spirit is one of the tools of the devil. I'm going to read 14, Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15 said, 14 says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
But if you forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Trespasses in this place is telling you that, those people that have sought against you, those people that bring pain into your life, those people that makes you angry every day, God said forgive their trespasses. If you want him to forgive you, your own, forgive them who are against you. Who are against you? Maybe that's why your prayers are not heard. Maybe that's why everything you do, it looks as if it's so hard. Joseph forgave his brothers. See how painful they see what they did to Joseph. His own brothers, this is his own friends. This is your own family, Joseph's family. They try to kill him because they know this man will be a great man. Because he saw great dreams. Because he saw the success of his life. Your problem is that your brothers, they don't even see your dreams. Your sisters, they don't even see you. Oh, things look as if it's so tough. They don't even want to help. I want you to understand today. Forgive. Joseph was thrown into the pit. A boy that went to visit his own brothers, went to visit his own brethren, they turned against him. Even as he was good to them, he went to visit them to know how they are faring. He wanted to see how they are doing in the field. But now they turn and plan evil against him. Your friends can be your problem, but there's no problem in this case. God is telling you, you know they are your problem. You know they did that evil against you. You know what your mother, your father did to you, even when you are a child. But the Bible says, God says you are an ambassador of Christ. And God has given you the spirit of what the ministry of reconciliation. He has given you that word of reconciliation. You just got to forgive and let go so that your miracle will begin to flow. That is hindering your blessings. Do you hear me? Joseph was thrown into the pit. Joseph was sold to a strange person. How would someone sell you to a strange person? Joseph was sold to a strange person. Joseph was sold to a strange land. Joseph was sold to become a slave in a land he doesn't know. He misses everything. He misses his parents. He misses the joy of the family. He was now like a bastard or a castaway. He was now as an orphan because he never sees his mother again and his father. He was not going to a land he doesn't even know. But inside his heart, he forgave his brother. He didn't mind what they did to him. I know as a human, maybe he must have cried. And as a human, he must have been depressed. And as a human, he would say, oh my God, why would my brother do this to me? Why would my family, which I trust, did this to me, sell me out? And this is a strange land. I don't even know where I am. How can I come back again and see my family? But he now put his trust on God, believing that the God that gave him this dream would take care of him. All through this life, but how do you feel if your own brother sold you to your enemy or sold you to a strange land? You don't even know how to come back. Sold you into slavery. How would you feel when your mother gave birth to you, gave you out as an orphan, or he gave you out to a family you don't even know? When you grow up, you don't even know who is your parents. But what I want to do is, this man was someone who has stayed in a family. He has grown up to a certain level. He knows his dad. He knows his mom. But now you're selling him to a strange land, to strange people that he doesn't know. Even their culture is very different from his own culture. But he kept quiet, trusting in the Lord. Inside his mind, he said, I forgive my brothers. He doesn't even know how he is going to see them again. But what he knows, I let go. For me to achieve my goal, to succeed in this life, to have my dreams, Joseph just believed in God that his dream will come to pass. But I will never hold evil against my own brothers. What did Matthew 5, verse 11 say? Let me see that place. Matthew 5, 11. Are you with me, somebody? Matthew 5. Let's see what 22 said. Let's see. 22 says something. 22 says something. He said, but I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell. Can you understand? Can you get what I'm telling you today? He said again, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there are remembrance that thy brother hath ought against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Do you understand? So this is the thing that can hinder your prayer. Even though you are, and I want you to understand, one of the greatest tools of success, one of the greatest tools of making it in this life is to forgive. It is very, very easy. Even someone on against you, even there, you know that, yeah, the person was at fault, you can still make peace with that person. That's why you see the teachings of Jesus. He said, if you're going to the court, if you're going to the court with your enemy, you go to the court with your enemy, and you know that, listen, you know for sure that you can't win that case. You just know. There's a way of settling peace. Make peace with your enemy before you even go to the court. You know, before you even go to the judge, just make your peace with your enemy, or else he will lock you up and throw away the key. Sometimes you don't need to be right. If God wanted to prove right, which means he wouldn't have sent Jesus Christ to come and die for us. Sometimes even though your husband is at fault, you can still reconcile with your husband and say, oh, honey, I love you. Oh, forgive me. Oh, that's how you said it. He will think and understand that you are the person at the top. Anybody that forgives is always at the top, my friend. Just know, even though you think, oh, I don't have a ministry, I don't have this. Yet today, Paul made it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11 to 21. Read it yourself. That God has given you the ministry of reconciliation. Some time ago, I was hosting a program called I called that program. It was in form of a seminar called the Ministry of Reconciliation. A lady, when I was giving out my flyers, a lady said, how do you want me to forgive somebody who hurt me to that level? I said, what kind of level? He said, a level in which he break my hips. How would you want me to forgive that kind of a person? I said, I don't know. But the Bible says, forgive, because God has given us what the ministry of reconciliation. He said everything on earth. I said, I don't know. But that is what God said we should do. Oh, well, what is somebody that did this to my family? I said, God said forgive. When you forgive, God takes charge. Do you understand? When you forgive even your enemies, that's why the Bible says, even when our ways, he said, when our ways pleases the Lord, he makes even our enemies to be at peace with us. So it's very easy for you to be at peace with your enemy if your ways pleasing the Lord. When we talk about our ways pleasing the Lord, when we talk about our ways pleasing the Lord, it means you just obey the word of God. Whatever it tells you to do, you do it. Like this 30 days, it tells you forgive your enemy. Can you call somebody that's in your heart today that you said, I will never forgive you? Can you just pick up your phone and call that person and say, hey, brother, how are you? I've not heard from you for almost 10 or 20 years. I've not heard from you. We have not talked, but I want you to understand. I forgive you. I know that something must have been wrong, but that's not okay. Look, I love you. Or why not just keep quiet and say, no, forget it. Just tell the person, I love you. How are you doing? Then the person within his heart will know, oh, this person has forgiven me. Look, you need to be at the top. Men at the top. Great men and women at the top. Never hold things with them. And any great man, anybody that is successful, that, because success today is being quantified. A lot of people quantify money, take money as success. As every year, if I'm a millionaire, oh, I'm successful. No. A lot of millionaires today don't have peace. Do you understand? A lot of people today that have money, a lot of them, if you go close to them, they will tell you they don't have peace. They don't eat well. They can't sleep well. Because inside of them, there's a lot of problems. You see some people that looks outwardly, you see them with their card, everything. So when you go deep down to them, you tell them, I am so sick. Do you know this? I'm telling you through experience I've heard from people, lot of people, through my research, I discovered that look, the only way you can have peace is obeying the word of God. Obeying the word Jesus tells you. Whatever God tells you, see, like Joseph operated in the word of God. Do you understand? That's why God promoted promoted him. Even every house he entered, the house of Potiphar, God blesses him. Even when he was in the prison, listen very well, you discover it wasn't his fault. He was doing the right thing, but he was thrown into the prison. Do you know that? Read the life of Joseph. And even in the prison, God was with him. God now promoted him because of what? He didn't hold anything inside of himself. Do you see? I can speak with you just within 5 minutes. 5 minutes can transform your life. If only you want to obey what you want to respect or take to what I'm telling you today. And some people will say, no, this guy is crazy. You say, yeah. They will say, what is wrong with this guy? He is crazy. What is he telling us? I'm telling you, if you want to be successful, if you want to have a peaceful life in this time, and the time to come, it is godly that you begin to learn to forgive. Forgive anything you can forgive. Forgive your dog, forgive your enemies, forgive your friends. Some people, you know one thing about what when we are in a great nation like America or one of, let me say, the developed world, we even love our animals. We love our animals, even our animals more than human beings. Some people love their animals more than even their kids. And they can't even have an unforgiving spirit upon their animals. Maybe their dog did something bad to them, they can't even forgive dog. Do you know like that? Some people, they don't play with their dog. They don't play with their animals. They don't play with their pet. Well, you see that their pet can even sleep on their bed. But because they have this unforgiving spirit which the devil has placed in their life, and what do you say? So they can't even forgive their pet for what they did. Maybe their pet ate their good food. One day he said, oh, I will never forgive you. Every time he beat the pet. They can't forgive your parents. Talk about human beings. Somebody, I will never forgive my mother what she did to me. She sold me out. She did this. She was abusive. And because of that, your life is miserable. You can't even eat well. Look at your health. Go to the mirror. Look at yourself very well. You see, maybe why you're not healthy is because you still keep those things in your heart. Take it off, my friend. Put it out. Take off those things. You don't need to listen to TD Jakes to teach you or to tell you what I'm telling you today. You don't need to listen to Joel or all these people. You don't need to listen to any great preacher or any big prophet. Because if I tell you the same thing, one of the biggest prophets on earth will come and tell you, just come out from the river or from anywhere and say, oh, you got to forgive your enemy. Or you want to listen to Pope. Pope will say, forgive before you do it. I'm telling you the truth. You are missing out. You are missing out if you don't listen to the great prophet of today. What I'm telling you today, what I'm telling you is from the greatest prophet that has ever existed. I'm telling you today, you got to forgive. If you want to live a healthy life, you want to live a successful life, you want to live a peaceful life, you got to forgive your enemies. You got to forgive those that are all against you. Before you go to the altar and begin to pray, make your reconciliation. Reconcile with your brother. Reconcile with your sister. Reconcile with your mother. This thing is across the board. Some pastors today still live that unforgiving spirit. Do you know that? Some pastors, some religious leaders from across the board, not pastors, religious leaders across the board, a lot of them today, they're still living the unforgiving spirit. They put people in their heart. They put nations in their heart. I want you to understand today, if you can just practice what I'm telling you today within the next 30 days, watch your life. Watch your blessings. Begin to count your blessings day by day. Start from the one. Write it down in the paper who and who you need to forgive. Who you need to call. And God will give you the grace to settle it. Because it is spiritual. When you begin to do it, you begin to count your blessings. God will open doors and doors and doors of opportunity. Because as you begin to practice this, the Bible says you are a new creature. And all things will pass away. And everything will become new. Do you understand? Everything will become new. That's why you need to read 2 Corinthians 5:11 and 21. Everything in your life will become new. Your success life will become new. Your health will be new. Your friends will be new. Everything about you will be new. Just these few words I'm giving you today within this short period of time. You know, you don't need to spend more. I don't need to spend more time, a lot of time telling you everything. Just write it down in your heart. I will forgive Everybody that has ought against me. This is what I've heard. Tell yourself, this is what I heard from a prophet. This is what I heard from Emmanuel. This is what I heard from this great man. He said, I shall forgive everything. Forgive everything. Forgive your plant. Forgive your animal. Forgive your friends. Forgive everyone that ought against you. The very moment Job in the Bible, you know, he trusted his friends. He thought the only way he can have consolation when the devil hurt him, when the devil destroy all of his things, when the devil destroy his family, destroy his wife, Job in the Bible, J-O-B, when the devil destroy, he trusted his friends. He thought the only people he can go to is his companion, his friends. When the devil inflicted him with boils, with sickness, he trusted his friend, but his friend disappointed him. They turned against him. But the Bible says the very moment Job forgave his friends, God gave Job double portion of blessings. I see someone today that will have a double portion of God's blessing in his life this year and years to come. I see someone getting married because of what? That thing you hold in your mind today, you put it off. You call somebody and say, look, friend, I forgive you. Friend, I understand. Okay, let's talk about it again. But I want you to understand, you are loved. Job forgave his friends, and God gave him double portion of his blessings. God blesses Job so much. I read that place. He said, the very moment he forgave his friends. He didn't say the very moment he forgave devil. No. The very moment he forgave his friends, even forgive his wife, who said he should cause God to die. God blessed Job with what double portions of his blessing. The very moment Joseph in the Bible is one of the sons of Jacob. The very moment he forgave his brothers for what they did against him. The very moment he forgave him, if you look at the end of Joseph, you discover how he called them. When he saw them, they didn't even know him. You know, sometimes when your enemy is dealing with you, when people are fighting against you, it looks very good for them. But immediately, when you're at the top, they won't recognize you. You are the one recognizing them. Because when you're at the top, your enemies are scared of you. Your brothers, your sisters who are against you will run away from you. But you will be bringing them back. He said, look, man, let me help this one. He saw them and understood that this is my brothers, and he helped them. May God bless you. May God give you the grace to operate this 30-day miracle. You will have a miracle. It is ready for you. Do you understand? I'm praying for you, and I want you to understand, as you do this, God is going to open doors of blessings upon your life. We will see again next week. The practice is, that's a good news for you. Are you ready? Winners all over the world. Are you ready? Do this, and you see a miracle starts today. It starts now. That contract you're looking for, you get it. That marriage, that one you're looking for, you get it. That thing you want to do, everything will be open. And when you testify, I say, yes, this man said the truth. Because I practice this spiritual law of forgiveness. May God bless you. I'll see you again next week, Monday by 5 o'clock. Do you understand? Stay with me. Stay with this station, Winners Broadcasting Radio. And I want you to say your life will never be the same. This is the radio station that trains leaders. This is the radio station that uplifts the mind of people. This is a radio station that makes people to understand that God is God. I will see you again. I will see you again at the top. With us, I'll see you at the top. God is with you. Do this for 30 days and see what's going to happen. Pick up your phone now. Call somebody. Call that one that you think is a problem to you. May you be blessed. Bye for now. Bye for now. Bye for now. Amen.